A third major difference is the unique Japanese manga and anime style, which is distinctive and fairly easy to recognize. This is not to say the style is limiting. Within this broad common stylistic ground, each manga artist's technique is distinct and unique. The stereotype is of characters with huge hair and large eyes, but there are many, many variations, from L. Matsumoto's seemingly unevenly drawn, squashed-shaped, ugly protagonists, to the soft-edged figures in Miyazaki's work. And of course, there is less emphasis on the superhero world of the U.S. In most manga, the men and women aren't necessarily exaggerated extremes of their gender stereotypes, and they wear things other than skin-tight costumes. In fact, manga and anime characters tend to have unique and aesthetic tastes in fashion. It's also true that many modern U.S. comics have thankfully broken this stereotype. And one minor difference between Japanese manga and general superhero comics like DC Comics or Marvel Comics, aside from the black and white nature of manga, is that manga are usually the vision of a single writer, or at most two, generally. Unlike the general superhero type, where many writers tend to do different plots and stories, manga are more like novels, complete and detailed worlds that are the vision of a single author. The characters remain consistent, and they are allowed to grow and develop. On a related topic, manga also tend to be drawn for a weekly or biweekly publication containing numerous other comics by other authors. And the editors expect cliffhangers / you really want to read the next issue endings each time. So the plot has to develop and has to be interesting at a fairly rapid clip. There are, after all, crowds of hopeful would-be megaka waiting in the wings. One last difference is the onomatopoeic characteristic of the Japanese language. Sound effects fit in much better and look less stupid than in English comics. This is just a facet of the language. Translated manga sound effects also don't work as well.